The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And as I try to start off each program with something new, this is not new, but letting you know that it is upcoming. Booth Amphitheater has announced it will once again host the Chinese Lantern Festival, which celebrates its fifth anniversary this year. Dates for the popular event, November 22nd through January 12th. Day-specific tickets are already on sale, as are anytime tickets. According to a press release, Chinese artisans are already hard at work crafting more than 20 all-new displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of lights. This year's festival will be open 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. However, it will be closed on Mondays, except for December 23rd and December 30th. For details, search Chinese Lantern Festival, Cary, North Carolina. Taking a look at what's coming up at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Saturday, August 24th, it's an R-rated magic show. This is not your grandfather's magic show. Tricks, antics, pranks, stunts, wisecracks, buffoonery. All brought to you by one of the most compelling entertainers of his generation. Side-splitting comedy and mind-blowing magic are brought into the spotlight as comedy magician Grant Freeman brings his unique, raunchy show full of surprises to Raleigh. This is Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. Saturday, August 31st, Giordano in Concert. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. September 4th through the 15th, Scottsboro Boys. Theater Raleigh event, the real-life story of nine young African-American men living in the South in 1931, and the harrowing path of injustice and racism that took 82 years to unravel. This is at Kennedy Theater. September 5th through the 7th, select concerts from the Hopscotch Festival. September 12th through the 29th, Rubies. This is Carolina Ballet. George Balanchine's Rubies returns to the Raleigh stage to open the ballet's 2019-2020 season. Known as the father of American ballet, Balanchine is one of the most influential choreographers of the 20th century. We are pleased to once again present his dazzling Rubies, set to the music of Igor Stravinsky. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, September 20th and 21st, Concerto for Two Pianos, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Husband and wife duo Alessio Bax and Lucille Chung join the symphony for Poulenc's Concerto for Two Pianos, playful, impassioned, and sounding as if pulled straight from a dream. This is Manbandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock, both nights. Saturday, September 28th, it's Gary Allen with the allure of a modern-day outlaw. Allen has won over fans, peers, and critics with his signature blend of smoldering vocals, rebellious lyrics, and raucous live performances. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Sunday, September 29th, Maricela in Concert, an American singer who recorded her first album at the age of 18 and continued to release albums into the 1990s. Her cover version of Barbara George's single, I Know You Don't Love Me No More, titled Ya Know, peaked at number one on the Billboard Latin Songs chart in 1990. Her performance at Memorial Auditorium, 7 o'clock. Saturday, October 5th, Dream Theater Distance Over Time Tour. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, October 5th, Video Games Live, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concerts. Experience music from the most popular video games of all time with the symphony featuring Mario, Zelda, Halo, Warcraft, Final Fantasy, and more. This is at Mamandi Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday, October 5 and 6, an evening with C.S. Lewis. This performance, starring David Payne, is a captivating evening in 1963, where C.S. Lewis hosts a group of American writers at his home near Oxford. Throughout the evening, he recalls the people and events that inspired his thought and shaped his life, of his friendship with J.R.R. Tolkien, why he nearly abandoned the Narnia Chronicles, how he came to embrace Christianity, and of the American woman who turned his life upside down. This is Fletcher Opera Theater, performances at 3 and 7:30 on Saturday, and then at 2 on Sunday. Tuesday, October 8th, it's Ayanla Van Zant, Acts of Faith Remix Tour. October 10th through the 27th, Frankenstein. This is Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, October 11 and 12th, Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2. This is part of the classical series, Mamandi Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Then October 11th through the 27th, Around the World in 80 Days. Theater Raleigh Fall Family Series is an adventure novel by the French writer Jules Verne, published in 1873. In the story, Phileas Fogg of London and his newly employed French valet attempt to circumnavigate the world in 80 days on a 20,000-pound wager, $2.2 million in 2018 money, set by his friends at the Reform Club. It's one of Verne's most acclaimed works. This is at Kennedy Theater. Then Tuesday through Sunday, October 15th through the 20th, West Side Story, North Carolina Theater event at Memorial Auditorium. Moving over to Durham and DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. Wednesday, August 21st, it's Gladys Knight. The Great One endures, and Gladys Knight, the Empress of Soul, has long been one of the greatest. Very few singers over the last 50 years have matched Gladys Knight's artistry. This seven-time Grammy Award winner has earned number one hits in many genres, including pop, R&B, and adult contemporary, and she has triumphed in film, television, and live performance. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Hayti Heritage Center. Friday, August 23rd, The Temptations and the Four Tops. For more than 50 years, The Temptations have prospered, propelling popular music with a series of smash hits and sold-out performances throughout the world. The Four Tops are among the most stable and consistent vocal groups. In 1990, with 24 top 40 hits to their credit, the Four Tops were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Saturday, September 7th at DPAC, Indigo Girls. Rolling Stone describes Amy Ray and Emily Saliers as the ideal duet partners. Their voices soar and swoop as one, alternately raucous and soothing. Tuesday, September 10th, Buddy Guy, with very special guest Shamikia Copeland. The title of Buddy Guy's latest album says it all. The blues is alive and well. the legendary blues artist's 18th solo LP and follow-up to 2015's Born to Play Guitar showcases his raw and unadulterated sound. It's 15 tracks, a true pleasure for aficionados and genre newcomers alike. Friday, September 13th, it's Charlie Wilson, the best party concert ever. Some people might say that after notching 10 number one singles, 13 Grammy Award nominations, a New York Times best-selling memoir, and ongoing sold-out coast-to-coast arena tours, Charlie Wilson has proven his point, but he isn't planning to slow down anytime soon. That's Charlie Wilson, Friday, September 13th at DPAC. Saturday, September 14th, Tom Segura, Take It Down Tour. Tom has quickly become one of Hollywood's most in-demand and highly regarded talents. Sunday, September 15th, Peppa Pig Live, Peppa Pig's Adventure. Friday, September 20th, Jay Leno, the King of Late Night, returns. Acclaimed TV late night show host, admired stand-up comedian, multi-award winner, best-selling children's book author, lovable TV and movie voiceover artist, pioneering car builder and mechanic, and philanthropist, it's no wonder that Jay is widely characterized as one of the hardest working men in show business. Saturday and Sunday, September 21 and 22, Harry Connick Jr. with the world premiere of pre-Broadway show, A Celebration of Cole Porter. Harry Connick, the celebrated singer, musician, and actor, is launching his brand new show honoring one of America's most respected songwriters. Featuring a modern multimedia presentation of some of Porter's most beloved songs in an unprecedented and unique way, Connick will delight audiences with his signature style that has been called blatantly seductive. That from the New York Times. Wednesday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 26th, it's Aladdin, SunTrust Broadway at DPAC. From the producer of The Lion King comes the timeless story of Aladdin, a thrilling new production filled with unforgettable beauty, magic, comedy, and breathtaking spectacle. Wednesday, October 30th at DPAC, Kevin Gates, I'm Him Tour. The rapper and singer is releasing his new album, I'm Him, his first in 3 years, and going on tour across America. Every ticket purchased online for Kevin Gates includes a digital copy of his upcoming album. You'll receive instructions via email on how to redeem your album after purchasing your ticket. All right, looking at NC State University's NC State Live, most of the events are at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock, except for Kid Stuff performances or As Noted. Saturday, September 28th, Regina Carter, Simply Ella. For Grammy-nominated artist Regina Carter, the violin isn't simply an improvisational vehicle. It's a passport to unexpected realms. Regina's recent release, Ella, Accentuate the Positive, and world tour, Simply Ella, mark the 100th birthday of the incomparable Ella Fitzgerald. Friday, October 4th, Nobuntu, Get Lost in the Rich Tones of Zimbabwe. Nobuntu, the all-female a cappella quintet from Zimbabwe, has drawn praise worldwide for its inventive performances. Friday, October 25th at NC State, Contra Tiempo, Joy Us, Just Us. The fierce minds of multilingual Los Angeles-based dance company Contra Tiempo have concocted Joy Us, Just Us, an urban Latin dance and music experience that melds community stories with powerful social dance. Sunday, October 27th, it's Kid Stuff, Theater Works USA. Rosie Revere, engineer and friends, little ones can't help but dance along to this inspiring new musical based on the clever books. Rosie Revere, engineer, Iggy Peck, architect, and Ada Twist, scientist. Performance is at 3. Saturday, November 2nd, Nella. She has a voice that will transport you. Raised on picturesque Isla de Margarita in Venezuela, this Berklee College of Music graduate blends Andalusian and Venezuelan folkloric traditions with traditional training and contemporary flair. Carolina Performing Arts, it's the 15th anniversary season. Program started 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, September 6th, Misty Copeland in conversation. As American Ballet Theater's first African-American principal dancer, ballerina Misty Copeland has become renowned for breaking barriers. In this evening of conversation with Susan Jaffe, Dean of Dance at UNC School of the Arts, she will explore her path to the ABT, finding her voice as an artist, and the ongoing challenges within the world of ballet and the arts. Special note, Ms. Copeland will not be dancing. The event will be held at Memorial Hall, UNC Chapel Hill. Friday, September 13th, Tierra Wack. Wack is leading a generation of young artists remaking the music industry. Called a true hip-hop original by Pitchfork, the Grammy-nominated rapper, singer, songwriter's music slips between genres and moods, creating a surreal experience that captures the bright spectrum of human emotion. This is at Memorial Hall. Friday through Sunday, September 27th through the 29th, Martha Graham Dance Company, current takeover. In Carolina Performing Arts' first ever artist takeover, dancers from Martha Graham Dance Company host lively, immersive experiences featuring Graham's pioneering choreography alongside emerging technologies. Stop by the current art space, where you can watch in awe as the Graham dancer performs the iconic work Lamentations alongside cutting-edge projection. Current art space and studio, two performances each day. Wednesday, October 2nd, Intuition, Songs from the Minds of Women with Alicia Olachu. Alicia is known for blending the earthy with the sublime. With Intuition, the acclaimed singer, composer, and arranger has crafted a statement of female empowerment at a pivotal moment in our cultural history. Wednesday and Thursday, October 9 and 10, Rosas Dance Rosas, and this riveting performance by Anne Teresa de Kiersmacher, Repetition plays the lead role, a seminal postmodern work is unequivocally feminine. Four women dancers engage in a dialogue of fierce movements that are countered by small, everyday gestures. 7:30 both evenings at Memorial Hall. Tuesday, October 15th, The Day. This event is a new music dance work by cellist Maya Beiser, dancer Wendy Whalen, choreographer Lucinda Childs, with music by David Lang, Memorial Hall at 7:30. Tuesday, October 22nd, an evening with Chris Thiele. Multiple Grammy Award winner and MacArthur Fellow, Chris Thiele is a mandolin virtuoso, composer, and vocalist, Memorial Hall at 7:30. Wednesday, October 30th, Golda Schultz, soprano, and Jonathan Ware, piano. Critically acclaimed vocalist Golda Schultz has graced the stages of countless international opera houses, from La Scala to the Metropolitan Opera. In her first performance at Carolina Performing Arts, the South African star joins forces with award-winning pianist Jonathan Ware for a recital featuring selected songs by Franz Schubert, Richard Strauss, Amy Beach, and others. This is at Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall at 7:30. All right, moving to Duke performances. All shows start at 8, unless noted. And Thursday, September 19th, is Ambrose Ikenmusier, Origami Harvest. The album tackles institutional racism and cyclical poverty on a brave and original album that The Guardian calls a voyage through America that is both dreamlike and dystopian. This is at Rubenstein Arts Center, Vonderhaden Studio Theater. Saturday, September 21st, Moo Moo Fresh, Building Bridges, Muslims in America, Mamouna Youssef, a regal combination of black power and Native American pride, that from NPR Music, became most apparent on 2017's Pliant Vintage Babies. It captured her and collaborator DJ Dummy dreamweaving in and out of upbeat soul jams and activist-inspired dirges. Saturday, September 28th, Duke performances, Escher String Quartet and Dover Quartet. The quartets, two of the brightest chamber music constellations in America today, share the stage for a rare all-octet program. This Chamber Art Series event is at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, October 11th, Andrew Tyson on piano. The Durham native has garnered international praise as a real poet of the piano, that from BBC Radio 3. In his debut recital with Duke Performances, he brings his musical imagination to a hometown audience with an adventurous concert. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, October 18th, Vox Luminous, the Bach Dynasty. The group conveys its passion for early music at every performance. This devotion has propelled the ensemble out of its native Belgium, where it formed in 2004, to critical acclaim and to an international career singing music from the 16th to 18th centuries. This is part of the Vocal Ensemble series, and it's held at Duke Chapel. Saturday, October 19th, Jerusalem Quartet. The quartet, firmly established as one of the top international chamber ensembles, returns to Duke with a program of masterpieces spanning three centuries. Chamber Art Series at Baldwin Auditorium. Sunday, October 20th, The Bad Plus. Reconfigured and reinvigorated following last year's critically acclaimed Never Stop 2, The Bad Plus, one of America's most celebrated contemporary jazz trios, brings its powerful presence back to Baldwin Auditorium. It's a 7 o'clock performance. Saturday, October 26th, at Duke Performances, The Kingdom Choir. Catapulted into stardom by its enrapturing performance at the 2018 wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, the Kingdom Choir makes its Duke Performances debut with its distinctive blend of gospel and pop music. Vocal Ensemble Series, and it's at Duke Chapel. All right, Raleigh Little Theater lineup for the 2019-2020 season. Through September 1st, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Sunday, September 15th, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Fall Pops Concert. It's at 3 o'clock. Saturday, September 21st, Groove in the Garden 19. September 27th through October 13th, Blood at the Root. And October 25th through November 3rd, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And there is a sensory-friendly performance on November 9th. December 6th through December 22nd, the holiday story of Cinderella. January 17th through February 2nd, the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime. All right, Raleigh Improv for lots of funnies. Raleigh Improv is on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday, August 22nd, Andy Forrester. Andy's brand of off-the-wall humor has made him a fan favorite at clubs all over the country for almost 20 years. Friday through Sunday, August 23rd through the 25th, DeRay Davis. From the hit movies Barbershop and 21 Jump Street, Davis achieved his career breakthrough at the Laugh-A-Palooza Festival in Atlanta, Georgia. Friday through Sunday, August 30th through September 1st, Craig Robinson from Hot Tub Time Machine and The Office, before deciding to pursue his career in comedy full-time, Robinson was a K through 8 teacher in the Chicago public school system. Friday and Saturday, September 6 and 7, Jeremy Piven. Among his many notable roles, Jeremy is best known as movie agent Ari Gold in the hit HBO series Entourage. Thursday through Saturday, September 12th through the 14th, Mark Curry. Marcus is an American actor, comedian, and host. He is best known as the star of the ABC sitcom Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Then Sunday, September 15th, Brandon Rogers, the show YouTube Wouldn't Pay Me For. In recent years, Brandon has become best known for his sketches and impersonations on his YouTube channel. And a reminder about all the performances at Raleigh Improv, all shows are 18 plus, unless noted. And if you'll recall, it wasn't noted. All right, Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Thursday through Saturday, August 22nd through the 24th, Tim Dillon. Rolling Stone recently named Tim one of the 10 comics you need to know. And Vulture declared Tim Dillon is a comic you really remember. Friday through Sunday, August 30th through September 1st, Rodman. Rodman's uproarious yet relatable brand of stand-up has earned him the admiration of comedy fans from coast to coast. Quickly became one of the most in-demand comedians in the country, following his first-place finish on Last Comic Standing in 2014. Thursday through Saturday, September 5th through the 7th, it is Tome Bell. We have run out of time for today's program. I hope you enjoyed it. So long until next time.